day, everybody. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network. Back in just a moment with a look at all your agricultural markets for today after this.
Hi, I'm Tom Buchanan, president of Oklahoma Farm Bureau. The family farmers and ranchers of Oklahoma ask you to vote yes on State Question 777, Right to Farm Amendment. Just like Oklahoma Farm Bureau, State Question 777 protects all of Oklahoma farms, from big to small, organic to conventional.
This is Roy Lee Lindsay, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Pork Council, and we fully endorse State Question 777. State Question 777 will protect Oklahoma family farmers from interference and abuse by out-of-state special interest groups like PETA, HSUS, and the Sierra Club.
Hi, I'm Michael Kelsey with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. We're proud to support State Question 777 because it will help us do what we do best, provide great-tasting, affordable, Oklahoma-raised food for Oklahoma families. Oklahoma's family farmers need your help. Please join us and vote yes on State Question 777, the right to farm.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahoma Farmers Care.
Well, contract spreading between the cattle and hog markets appear to be the focus through the first trading session of November, with triple-digit shifts seen in each respective market. The flurry of activity early during the session has slowed significantly, allowing cattle markets to back away from session highs as the session developed. Corn prices were lower in light trade, December corn futures about 6 cents lower. Stock markets were lower in light trade as well. The Dow Jones is 100 points lower, NASDAQ down 36 points. Strong buyer support quickly swept into live cattle futures today as nearby contracts posted triple-digit gains. The follow-through support helped to bring additional support, but lack of volume pulled gains away from session highs by midday, threatening the ability to maintain support through the end of the session. Feeder cattle futures pulled away from session highs but continued to hold aggressive gains, with nearby support maintaining $3 to $3.75 per hundredweight by midday. The potential there to spark renewed interest after the first of the month has little to do with change of market fundamentals and more to do with commercial trader interest redeveloping. Grain futures were mostly a little lower today, with choppy overnight trading belaying a lot of anxiety around the world. Better manufacturing data in China buoyed optimism about the global economy, just as the Federal Reserve begins a two-day meeting today to debate monetary policy. While no changes in interest rates are expected now, trading in federal funds futures suggests a 78% chance of a hike by the end of the year. And corn prices were a little lower, with the market ticking to new session lows, taking December near support at its October trend line. USDA will update its forecast of production the day after the election, leaving traders to digest a myriad of news about demand. And soybeans were narrowly mixed as January futures fight to avoid a break below its three-week uptrend. Meanwhile, wheat prices dropped mostly lower today, with both supply and demand news mixed. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network.